So, now, we go into this week's matches. There's a lot we like to see. First day up on the Saturday evening, we've got A versus B, Arsenal versus Burnley at home. I was very impressed with Arsenal last week. I thought they played maturely and well and solid. And Burnley, it's early season. I think Arsenal are going to be too strong at home, at least 2-0.
At home, yes, but Burnley played very well. I didn't actually see the game, but I mean, they won 3-0 in the end.
Yeah.
It was, from all accounts, very solid defensively. They looked good on attack. So Burnley's actually pretty strong this year, by the looks.
Yeah, it's
still, I would expect Arsenal, you say, to win by probably a couple of goals at home. But I think it'll be actually a pretty good game. A lot closer than what the final score will probably reflect.
Yep, I agree with that. Aston Villa, Bournemouth, Aston Villa are hiding to nothing.
Yeah.
I think they're going to play very, very defensively. AFC Bournemouth are probably going to try to win, but be happy with a point. I see a draw. 1-1.
Possibly 1-1. Possibly 0-0 again.
But you agree it's a draw?
I think a draw is more than likely. I mean, Bournemouth managed the 1-1 draw against Sheffield last week. They're playing in another promoted team. Seems likely. What was Aston Villa? They were the ones that lost to Tottenham but went ahead. And then, so yeah.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't come back to bite Bournemouth, this low-hanging fruit. You know, the newly promoted teams, getting them early, getting them away. This is where you want to get your points. But, you know, if they're missing out on the low-hanging fruit, could be a tough season for them.
Yeah, well, if you say it could be vital points come the end of the season that they've left hanging. But, yeah. I mean, still getting a point out of the fixture, so better than not. But
they definitely need to catch up on these, but I think Villa showed enough, like, at least backbone to show they're not going to be walkovers, so
yeah.
Expect a draw.
I expect a draw as well. I think it will show a little bit of Bournemouth where their season's going. If they can get a win here and show improvement from last week, then maybe their season's not too bad. But if they're looking a bit scratchy, this may not bode well for them.
Absolutely. On from that, Brighton Hove Albion and West Ham United. Brighton are great at home. I think good side. Started about as well as you can really expect.
3-0. Beating Watford at Watford.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Very impressed by Brighton, the Seagulls. So I expect them to win. I expect them to win quite comfortably, at least 2-0.
Yeah, I agree, though. Thing, I mean, as we said, West Ham played so poorly last week. But now they go there. Brighton played well. They're going to be on a high. They're back home in front of their home fans for Brighton. West Ham's having the travel up. Yeah, I see quite an easy win for Brighton as well, which will just send them flying. There's going to be quite an atmosphere at the stadium, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. We follow that on with a Everton-Watford. Now, Everton drew 0-0, and I think Watford lost 3-0, as we said, to Brighton at home. I don't see Watford beating Everton at Everton in their first away game. I think Everton, while they didn't look that threatening last week, they are going to improve. They know where they need to get themselves up. And I think, to be fair, Crystal Palace defended quite well. Everton did try. So I can see Everton, especially if Moise Kean gets into some form, I think Everton could win here. I don't know what sort of scoreline we're looking at. I think a 1-0 is about fair. Like, I think that's about what Everton's level is at the moment.
Yeah, fair call. You say Everton drew last week, but Everton at home is a different proposition altogether.
Absolutely.
Their crowd behind them, you know, that's at least another goal. So 1-0, 2-0, something like that, I would think. Maybe 2-1.
Yeah.
So Everton's defence is pretty solid, so I don't really see Watford scoring a goal. So, yeah, 1-0 or 2-0, I think, with the second goal for Everton if anyone's coming late in the piece.
And then we follow on with our two end teams. Newcastle, Norwich playing Newcastle at home. Yeah. Can both sides lose?
I don't know. I don't think they can both lose.
Like, to be fair, Norwich City played Liverpool, who were on fire. And Norwich kept trying. They didn't give up. And they got a goal.
They 1-0 in the second half. That's what their supporters were singing. That was true. Norwich, I don't actually feel were that bad. You're right, they were playing Liverpool. Liverpool, champions of Europe, on a high. That would just be... Yeah.
I think Newcastle are being relegated this season. I'm just going to go out and say it. I'm sorry, Toon fans. You know it to be true. Like, how much more can you stand Mike Ashley's nonsense at the club? I feel bad for you all. Like, I have never met a Toon fan I didn't like, so I feel bad. But yeah, you're getting relegated this season, and it's going to start with Norwich. Or it's going to continue because you lost last week as well. You're not going to win this week. Norwich, at least 2-0, I think. Like, they're not going to... They're going to attack you. Your defense looks terrible. Let's just say it. Like, and it doesn't look like you have goal scorers in your squad. So, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is going to be a sign of how Norwich wants to play. So, they will attack. It will be free-flowing. There will be so many goals. It won't be fun. I think some of them will come from Newcastle. So, it will be more like a 4-2 or 5-3 or something stupid like that. But I see Norwich taking it away by a couple of goals.
And Norwich comfortably won the championship last season.
Yeah.
Like, comfortably won the championship last season. And they are clearly, I think they are the best of the promoted sides.
And they won the championship with, like, having 60-odd goals scored against something stupid like that. And the start of their season being poor. Like, they weren't very good at the start of last season in the championship. And then they just started scoring all the goals. And they basically took that mentality of, doesn't matter how bad our defense is, we score more goals, we still win. So just score goals.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to, that's what they're going to bring into the Premier League. And against Liverpool, that's what they were doing. It failed miserably, but it's, you know, it is Liverpool they were trying again. And the way they went about the second half was clearly the better way, where they had some thought about defense and allowed that to build their attack.
Yeah.
And they looked much better for it. So,
and to be fair, that was a shell shock. They got into the Premiership. They played the champions of Europe. They're not going to do that against Newcastle. And they may as well try to play like that against the teams outside the top six. Because, you know, that is your game. And you're only going to win by playing your game. And, like, against the top six sides, if you're, you know, coasting for relegation and stuff, yeah, try and be defensive. Try and get the point like you should. But if you guys are comfortably mid-table as a Norwich manager, I would be sitting there going, "Yep, let's attack Man United. Can they handle it? Let's attack Arsenal. Can they handle it? They don't usually have a strong defense. Maybe not attack Manchester City. Let's be sensible here. There's plenty of teams in the top six who are vulnerable at the back. Definitely could see Norwich's style rattle them."
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't think Norwich really adjust too much. I think it's just being smart about it, right? And the way they played the second half, I think, is a template for their season, which was be somewhat smart about it.
Yep.
Think it through. Don't just rush forward and be attacking for the sake of attacking.
Yeah.
But build that base. Know that you've got it there.
Yep.
But be aggressive and be attack minded.
Yeah. Like, not.
Yeah,
got away with in the championship are just not going to fly at this level. So don't.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah.
Like, get that out of your system now, and then, like, but play the core value of what your team style is.
Yeah, and which I felt like the second half of their game against Liverpool, that was what they did. It was undoubtedly Norwich football, no doubt about it, but it was a more thought out brand of it. It was a Premier League style of it.
And I will be honest, even if Norwich do get relegated, I'd much rather see a team score something like 70, 80 goals in a Premiership season and get relegated than see the boring stuff we sometimes saw from teams like Derby finishing with 19 points.
Yeah.
Or Sunderland winning only one game the whole season. Like, we don't need rubbish team performances like that. Much rather this. You try your best. Yeah, you got relegated trying hard. I can live with that.
Based on that game against Liverpool, I'm going to watch some Norwich games this season. They were entertaining to watch. So, yeah.
Yep. Following on from that, we have Southampton Liverpool. Yeah, Southampton's going to take revenge on Liverpool for buying all their players. Probably not. And I think Liverpool are. I don't think it's going to be as emphatic as the victory against Norwich, but at least 2-0. Am I being a bit too generous for on the Saints?
I think you are. I mean, they lost to Burnley 3-0 last week. Sure, that was at Burnley, and now they're back home.
Yes.
But Liverpool's on fire. Southampton aren't looking the best. I had the feeling this is going to be another rout. It really is.
And then we have the game of the round. City versus Spurs at City. So, City by two at least, right? Because it's at City and it's City.
Yeah. I mean, this is possibly going to show where Tottenham's at.
Yeah.
A bit. This is a very stern test. We were talking earlier, like, they might be in the hunt for the title, you know, running with the top two, being, you know, making a top three. But having City at City up in the first few weeks, that's making it tough.
Is it better to have them up in the first few weeks, or is it better to, and like, get out of the way, even if you lose, you can build up momentum after, or is it better to have them in the, like, crux of the season when things are going tough and every team is on the, you know, has built their momentum up and they're ready to, they're all peaking? I mean, to be fair, you don't want to face City when they're peaking in the season, but I feel like City always starts strong anyway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, you want to face City in, like, their pseudo mid-season trough, like just before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I feel this is a bit tough for Tottenham. I mean, it depends. But I think the issue is, say, City start strong, and they've started strong this year. Yeah, I mean, 5-0 first game up. They looked good for it. They just looked like they just flowed naturally from the end of last season into here, into the start of this season, just like, well, there was a preseason, there was a season break. No, we just keep playing.
Yep.
I didn't see the Tottenham game, but looking at some of it, it looks like they weren't quite as fluid. So it could be interesting. But
I mean, they will probably start Eriksen this time. You'd hope.
You would think.
But they don't have Son, which, you know, is a big, big blow.
That is, yeah. He was a quite a central player last year, so.
So, yeah, sorry, Spurs fans. I think City by at least two.
I think City. I think it's probably only going to be City by one, but who knows. But, yeah, I think it's comfortably City, because it's at City.
So. Yeah, then we've got Sheffield United at home to Crystal Palace. The Blades, I think, showed a worthy performance in getting to draw their first game
in
the Premiership. And away from home at Burnhamet, not an easy place to win. So, well done for the Blades, and I think they'll continue in the same vein. Crystal Palace don't travel well.
No.
They're great at Selhurst Park. Unless Zaha decides to, like, just put on a show, the Blades should fancy themselves. And I think I would fancy them as well. I am looking at a 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It is at Sheffield, so that gives them a bit of a bonus. They did play well their first game. But at the same point, and you're right, Crystal Palace doesn't travel well, generally. But I still feel that Crystal Palace has got the premiership experience as such to know how to put away a newly promoted side. But I get the feeling this is going to be a bit of a test for Sheffield United. If they can win it, then I think you can, you know, Blades fans can feel that they may have a successful season and may manage to stay up. I actually think Crystal Palace is going to just get through 1-0 or...
I think, you know. Also Sheffield United played reasonably well last season in the Championship. Like, yeah, sure, they were second, but they were comfortably second. Like, they were not... None of the playoff teams were really going to catch them.
Yeah, I mean, they were second to Norwich, so... Yeah. When you have a team that's just that on form, sometimes you just got to put up and be like, we had a great season. It's like Liverpool last year, right? Liverpool can't put out a bad season, despite not winning.
Yeah.
Sheffield's the same, like... They had a good season.
Exactly.
There was a team that had a much better season.
On a side note, it's so great to have Premiership football back at Bramall Lane, the oldest football ground in the Football League. So I like. We follow that on from Chelsea and Leicester. I like Chelsea. I think Super Frank will have learned a lot from the last two games. He's he's had with them, and I think he showed that he's learned against Liverpool. That was a 2-2 draw until they lost to penalties. I don't think Leicester quite have Liverpool's firepower or threat or defense for that matter. So Chelsea, yeah, I like Chelsea here. I think at least 1-0. 1-0, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I like Chelsea. I think this is a good way to bounce back in the Premier League from last week. So I didn't feel we were bad last week, just a little unlucky, and you know, United were good. You know, when you don't have the luck and the other side's playing well, you're always going to get it on the wrong side of the result, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think Chelsea can't say they didn't deserve to lose, but they were also unlucky in that game.
Yeah, so I mean, like, the luck wasn't there, and United deserved the win. Well, they played well enough for the win, so. And those that just, you know, you need one of the two going your way, right? And if both of them go against you, then what can you do?
Exactly.
And as I said earlier, I felt like our defence was very brittle. And I'm hoping
it
doesn't seem like it was as bad in the Super Cup. So hopefully it's improving. And this week we'll see better.
Yeah, and I hope hopefully Abraham scores a goal to tell off all the guys who've been giving him racial abuse on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I quite enjoyed watching him play against United. I felt that he's going to be a good striker for us. He looked very good. The same with Mount in the middle of the front three. So hopefully he gets a bit more time as well, because I thought he was worth persevering with.
Exactly. Following on from that game, we get the final match of the round. Oh, God, I hate being in the Europa League. It means we play all our games on Sunday. But yeah, here we go. Wolverhampton Wanderers at home to Manchester United.
Yeah.
So we get how well Manchester United travel, and also how well that plan of counterattacks, if they're going to play the counterattack against Wolverhampton, will work. Because I don't see Wolves being a team that are going to go out and press them and push them for goals like Liverpool or City will.
Yeah.
I think the Manchester Wolverhampton Wanderers are quite happy to play on the counter themselves.
Yeah, it could be a bit of a counter versus counter game.
And like, those games are interesting. They're not quite as bad as watching two left-arm boxers go up against each other, but sometimes it can be like that. If the teams are really, really stuck on the counter and they're not showing any tactical or strategic flexibility at all.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see. And it's going to be interesting to see I think it'll be another game that's sort of key to see how Wolves has transitioned over through from last season. Because last season they had a really good season.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were pushing for a top six spot. They managed to get their Europa League spot, which is good for them. So they're going to, you know, this season will be interesting because they'll have extra games to play as well. But yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting game to see exactly where Wolves are and exactly where United is. So I feel that they've already sort of shown that they're at least somewhat back to close, you know, better than what they've been.
If United are already dropping points at this point of the season to Wolves away, it's a tough, long season for them. Not that Wolves are not a top six side, but they're one of the Europa League sides.
At home.
And they're playing at home.
Yeah, going to Wolves, I don't think you can be too upset if you drop points.
But
too much.
These are the sort of games where United need to get points if they want to finish top four.
Oh, yeah. They want to really cement their credentials as back as a guaranteed top four side. This is definitely a game to win, but it is a hard fixture, and it's not an easy point.
Because United had a terrible record against other top six clubs last season, so if they're not also doing well against clubs that are just below them in the top six, they're gonna struggle making the top six as well.
Yeah. I do know what you mean.
So this is effectively a six-pointer for them for a top six position. Like, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Well, yeah, based on last year's results, definitely.
United need to bring it on. But one of the things is I do think United showed some tactical flexibility because they were clearly not playing on the counter in the first half against Chelsea. They were playing a more holding pattern, but also trying to pass the ball around a bit more.
It really wasn't until the second half. Probably even when they got, definitely after they got their one goal up. But, you know, that's when they started being a bit more counter-attacking. And I sort of felt that it wasn't so much a tactical choice for a bit there, but because Chelsea sort of, in the second half, had all the ball and were really starting to press up, and it was sort of the only way United sort of could do anything was once they got the ball was to quickly counter. And so they sort of, you're right, there's a bit of a tactical flexibility there because they were sort of pushed into it, but then they did it well. So
I'm going to make a very geeky analogy. I feel like, and I hope this is the case, that Manchester United have taken the equivalent of lightning reflexes on a character, so in a character that would be improved with lightning reflexes, rather than built their character around the lightning reflexes to get their attacks of opportunity. Because we all know attacks of opportunity in Pathfinder are not the broken mechanic they were in. But, you know, so like United, I think, don't quite have enough speed and enough players with speed to be like an out and out. We are always counter attacking, and we always, like, you know, we sub players off who are getting tired around the 60 minute mark to put in the fresh legs to counter attack in the key positions where we've noticed weaknesses. That's not United. United don't have the squad for that. They have Pogba, who can do that sometimes if the right ball and things are available and he notices it, but he's also very good at controlling the game and, you know, just passing the ball around and building up the momentum and slowly getting a goal and, like, yeah, not quite tiki-taka like Barcelona, but tiki-taka-esque.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He can sort of switch. He's got the pace to be able to drive forward from the counter if need be, but at the same point, he's got that control to sort of be like, actually, at the moment, we just need to hold the ball. So let's hold it, look for the pass that's on, give it, get into the position to get it back. And let's just hold position for a while.
And we do have, the United do have a lot of speed on the flanks. And should, like, Pogba being in the center controlling and trying to open up fails, they always have Mata on the bench to come up and try and do something special with his, with his passing, which he's, you know, we all know how good Mata is.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, build-up play for United wasn't its strong point. But I think when they didn't have the ball and they were defending, I think they defended cleverly against Chelsea. But I don't know how well that will work against teams that have a good defense, which Chelsea didn't have last week when they played United. So, yeah, that's my only concern when it comes to the counter play for United. They don't have the speed all around, and they also don't quite have the defense themselves to absorb and soak that pressure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. As I say, the Chelsea game, I found Chelsea's attack pretty good, and United absorbed all that.
Yeah.
So I think there's hope there. You say whether they can get as easy a goals on the counter as they did against Chelsea, don't know. But
true, but I think Chelsea, I also think because of that early penalty that Chelsea conceded, kind of took all the pressure off for United. Like, they were able, it's much easier to absorb goals when you're sitting on a goal lead and you feel more confident.
Yeah, but they did, like, absorb, that was 40 minutes in. I mean, and Chelsea had the better part of the attack, part of the possession beforehand, better part of the territory. I mean, that was the slightly annoying thing, is that Chelsea were winning on all the stats other than the one that mattered, basically.
Yep, which is the classic sign of a team doing well on the counter.
Yeah, and I think even Chelsea had more shots and more shots on target as well, but, you know, United put their ones away.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's our review so far. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. On a side note, how did you find Spark Sport?
I found it pretty good. I noticed there was a couple of times where it dropped out on the three games I watched. All of them, all strangely, around about the 80-minute mark. I watched all of them on demand.
Liverpool
game, the City game, and the Chelsea United game. All around about 75, 80 minutes, there was a disruption, which seemed weird that all three of them had the same time, but all roughly around that same sort of period of the game.
Yeah, I caught the second half of the Liverpool game live because my daughter hates me sleeping. And I didn't watch the City. I caught, like, maybe a little bit of the City game as well. I think after they got about two goals, I tried to stay up because, you know, Sterling was scoring. But, yeah, things happen. You need sleep.
Yeah.
And then I watched all of the Chelsea United game. Yeah, I was like, oh, thank God, actually. Like, thank God for that, because I stayed up from 3 o'clock to watch you, 3:30.
I was actually, despite the fact we lost 4-0, it was actually not a bad game. It's see Porter watching as well. I mean, there's moments where you're like, yeah, what the? But I mean, it's saying, I got to watch Abraham, and he's very good. Mount good. In fact, the front, was it the six? The front six basically looked great.
Yeah, I feel like Chelsea just missed that last attacking edge to get the goal in that game, like, you know, that final scoring boot. And yeah, unfortunately on the bench they had Giroud and Batshuayi, so you're like, yeah, we're not getting it there, so what are we gonna do?
I mean, Abraham hit the post twice, and then we had another, I think it was Abraham, I think it was Pedro hit the bar, and there was another one that just came wide or something, like, it wasn't bad, you know, on other days some of those might have gone in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's the millimetres of luck, not really luck, you know, where things just get a slight bit more turn on something, swerve on something slightly more so that it gets just on the inside of the post. Absolutely. And it ricochets in. Other days that would happen, today was, so.
Yeah, some days are just not meant to be.
Oh, exactly.
Well, I think that's all the time we have for this week, but hopefully we'll catch you next time.
Catch you next time.